Hi, I'm Alan from Alan Wee Property. Welcome back to my YouTube channel. Today, let's dive into one of the most anticipated new launch in the East, Binary Residence. Located in the heart of Tampines, this upcoming integrated development has generated strong interest from both home buyers and investors, who are drawn to the convenient MRT connectivity, amenities, and school that this mature estate has to offer. As usual, I'll walk you through the key project details, followed by a SWOT analysis to help you decide whether this is a can buy or buy buy. Binary Residence is a 99 years leasehold private condominium located along Tampines Street 94 in District 18. It sits on a government land sale site that was awarded in September 2024 to a joint venture between Hoy Hub Realty and Sunway Development, with a winning bid of about 668.3 million. The land cost worked out to approximately 1,004 per square feet per plot ratio. Here, after factoring in construction costs, financing, professional fees, and marketing expenses, the break-even cost is estimated to be 1823 PSF PPR based on each prop analysis. Let's assume a healthy 25% profit margin. The launch price could likely be in the region of about 2,300 per square feet upwards. Take note, just a year ago, another integrated development in Tampines North, known as Parktown Residence, was transacting at an average price of 2,360 PSF. I seriously doubt the developer will price at the same level. This is a far better location, hence a higher price is justifiable. This development will feature about 588 residential units, making it a mid-sized private condominium project in Tampines. One key highlight is that this is a mixed-use integrated development with approximately 120,000 square feet of retail space and direct connectivity to an MRT station, giving residents exceptional convenience right at their doorstep. Facilities are expected to include full condominium facilities such as a 50-meter lap pool, clubhouse, gym, children play area, the usual BBQ pavilions, landscape garden, and communal space. These facilities are designed to create a lifestyle environment suitable for both family and professionals. As for the unit mix, the development offers a wide range of unit types to cater to different buyer profiles. Unit types include 2-bedroom unit, about 624 to 667 square feet, 2-bedroom plus study, about 700 square feet, 3-bedroom units, about 800 to 1,000 square feet, 3-bedroom plus study, around 1,055 square feet, 4-bedroom units about 1,001 to 1,002 square feet. 4-bedroom plus study about 1,389 square feet. For the 5-bedroom unit, approximately 1,475 square feet. The wide unit mix makes this project attractive to both singles, young couples, family upgrading from their HDB flats, and even multi-generation household. The expected TOP is around 2030, which is typical for new private development launched today. First, let's talk about the location. Tampines is one of Singapore's most established regional centres. Residents enjoy close proximity to major malls such as Tampines Mall, Century Square and our Tampines Hub, along with plenty of dining, healthcare and recreation facilities. The development sits close to major expressways such as PIE and TPE, allowing easy access to the CBD, Changi Airport and other parts of Singapore. Second, MRT connectivity is a huge advantage. Binary Residence is designed as an MRT integrated development. How to go wrong with an MRT below your condo? This one, sure what one. In Singapore property market, development with direct MRT access typically enjoy stronger demand and better resale liquidity. It will also be easier to rent out to. Third, the developer reputation. Hoy Hub Realty and Sunway Development have strong track records and have delivered several successful residential projects in Singapore and the region. And lastly, Tampines is a mature estate with strong resale demand. I always say this, buy in a location where heartlanders want to live. Mature towns like Tampines have a proven demand and liquidity is very important when it comes to property. Now, let's talk about the weakness. No doubt, it's all about money. New private launch today are no longer cheap. With estimated launch price potentially above 2,000 per square feet, entry price are significantly higher compared to launches 10 years ago. But honestly, that is the reality of today's market. Even our humble HDB flat in certain areas are crossing the $1 million mark. So naturally, private condominium prices will also move up. Second, unit sizes are getting smaller. Some of the smaller 2-bedroom and compact 3-bedroom units may feel tight for families. For buyer retailer, it may be more comfortable to consider the larger 3-bedroom or 4-bedroom layout instead. Lastly, unlike EC, such as the nearby Revel, private condominiums today do not come with government grants, which means buyer must be financially prepared for the higher upfront costs. Now, let's talk about the opportunities. The biggest opportunity is the ongoing transformation of Tampines West. Under the urban development plan, the Tampines precinct will eventually house around 1,000 of new homes, along with new schools, parks, community facilities, and transport infrastructures. Most important, more HDB upgraded will also mean one thing. There will be a sustained resale demand upon MOP. Another key opportunity is the integrated development concept. Properties that combine residential, retail, and MRT connectivity often command stronger long-term demand because of the convenience they offer. For investors, rental demand may also be supported by tenants working in nearby employment nodes such as Changi Business Park, Tampines Regional Centre to Changi Airport. But most importantly, can make money or not? Look no further at Sengkang Grand Residence in Sengkang. This is a 99-year condo above Sengkang Grand Mall. Pretty healthy profit for the 3 bedrooms. But for the 1 and 2 bedroom, so-so return only. Next, let's take a look at another mixed development in Pasir Ris 8. This condo TOP last year only. The return for the smaller unit seems to be better. Likewise, the 3-bedroom generate decent return. Let me share with you this. Easily 50% are investors. They buy and sell once they achieve their target price. Now, let's look at the potential threats. First, we cannot ignore the broader global economic uncertainty. Geopolitical tension, trade conflicts, and global inflation could affect economic growth and buyer sentiments. When the property slows down, property demand may also soften. This is especially so with Iran and US-Israel war in the Middle East. Will the continued rise in oil price affect the global economy? Will this lead to a prolonged recession ahead? Second, private home prices in Singapore are currently at a relatively higher level, which means future capital appreciation may not be as dramatic as what earlier buyers experienced in the past decades. So, in conclusion, can buy or buy? If you are looking for a private condominium in a mature estate with MRT integration, strong amenities, and long-term livability, then Pinery Residence is definitely a can buy. Pinery is also suitable for private property owners who have plans to right-size to a smaller apartment with this extra convenience. However, buyers should enter with realistic expectation going forward. In today's market, the goal should be buying a home that you can live in comfortably for the long term, rather than expecting massive short-term profit. Any capital appreciation should be seen as a bonus. Here, if you're interested to find out more about Pinery Residence, feel free to contact me and I'll be more than happy to send you the e-brochure, floor plans and latest pricing update. Thank you for watching.